Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to the Quiffcast with me, Rob Benz, and Ashley Richards.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Why did you do that? Why did you do that noise?
I'd just bring some musical aspect into it.
Are you trying to bring some sort of musical element into your intro-ness? That was copyrighted.
Not if you're if it's coming out your mouth.
I suppose not. Words are not copyrighted, although I'm sure in some places they are. But
we not get with here. It.
Not with Ash's mouth.
Okay. No.
Anywho, so today it's a bit techie talk because it's me and Ash, and Ash likes tech. I like tech. You like tech. If you don't like tech, you're not listening to the right podcast episode.
Wrong one.
So today is a special day, but it's not. It could be your birthday. What do you want for your birthday? I'll tell you what you want for your birthday. I was just wondering where I'm going with this.
What?
You know how you get a birthday card?
Yeah.
And you get the envelope.
Yeah.
Take your card out.
Take it out.
And then you open it.
And you read
you
it.
You unfold it. And you read.
Oh.
The birthday card. Yeah. What if phones did that? What if you could unfold a phone?
Unfold a phone. Well.
What if you could fold a phone? Let's be honest. That's the main question. What if you could fold a phone?
Fold and unfold.
What do you think, Ash? Could that possibly ever become a thing?
In future minds. No, in past minds. You know, you'd think, oh, that's gonna be impossible. How can you have a folding screen? But
how could you fold technology?
Yeah, but the folding technology has been around for quite some years. Mostly all these big tech companies, testing it, trying it out, showing at these conventions on.
TVs.
Yeah,
there's a bit of foldiness going on there, isn't there?
Yeah, curved TVs have already got that stuff in, just not even more bendable. There's a limit, but it has been recent that
has it been recent?
It's been recent that Samsung has recently come out and unveiled their new phone.
What's the new phone called? Ash?
Which is ironically called. Samsung Galaxy Fold.
Oh wow, that's so unique.
I know, right?
That's got the whole thing in the title.
Yeah, it's like it folds. It's in the folds. Name.
There was another phone company that did a similar thing.
Yes,
if I remember.
Yes,
there's one. Which is the one?
It's Huawei.
Huawei.
Which is the one that
folds quite thin, because one of them is quite thin when it's folded and it opens up into a sort of square, whereas the other one is like normal phone size and then it folds up into a bigger sort of thing. I don't know which one.
Yeah,
works,
the Galaxy Fold is the one you're talking about. That one's the more kind of like a natural phone opening like.
Right. So is that the sleek one?
Yeah, that's the sleek one.
Sleek one.
Whereas the other one. Which looks like it's like a Kindle or something. Because it's got like a large bar on the left, which looks really weird.
I'm going to have a cheeky look at this. Yeah, ooh. It's quite sleek looking, isn't it? It's like, it's almost, it's sleek, isn't it?
Yes. I much prefer the Galaxy Fold's design. It looks kind of close to like an iPhone, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's, you know, in a way.
In its thin, in its like sort of thin stage, it's thinner than a normal phone.
And yeah,
in its full unfolded stage, it's bigger than an actual. It's widthier than an actual phone. So it's like, it's got three screens, isn't it? Isn't there something about it having three screens? No, is it three screens?
Yeah, I mean, you've got the folding, which is like the one big massive screen.
Yeah.
Then when you put it together, it's it turns into one screen. I don't know how I feel about it, really.
Do you not?
I don't know. I mean, for me, an iPhone or a phone, I just want to check my phone quickly, take it out, make calls, messages, that's all. Mm-hmm. And I don't really see that much for me having a tablet of such.
It's interesting because I'm sort of used to the fold aspect of it. I mean, because I've got a case. I'm one of those phone users that have a case with a little case, so I can just flip it up and do that. But that's not the same sort of, it's not the same thing. It's in any case, you're putting more screens to be broken on it.
Yeah, no, that was going to be my next. No, that's the next concern. Is that how many screens are going to get broken of this?
Yeah, and like, is the exterior screen going to have a cover? What's going to happen with like covers and stuff? It's interesting.
It's going to be weird. It's like only
I think it's going to be weird.
Yeah, pretty much all that you could do is just put like protection on the outside edges.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
So odd. It's interesting. I think the technology is interesting.
Mm.
Apart from that, is there anything, from what you know, is there anything other than the folding aspect of it that's new about the phone? Or is it just a phone?
I don't think there's much about it. I think it's just like a normal, it's got like better hardware and I think better retina display. Mm-hmm. But obviously the selling point is the foldingness.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting.
Mm.
Here's a question for you.
Mm.
How long, if ever, is it going to take for Apple to have their own foldable iPhone, in your opinion? Well,
according to some videos I've seen on YouTube, that Apple have already looked into it, possibly doing it, but obviously they're in no rush to do it at the moment. Because of it's new to the market and they don't know how customers are going to react to it. Is it going to be useful? Is it going to be better? Is it going to be worse?
I've sort of thought that because a lot of people online were saying, like, this first generation, because it's a first generation type of phone.
Yeah.
Is this first one to be missed? And if so, is there going to be enough people thinking in that sort of mindset that it's going to take off as a popular product?
Yeah, it's all very up in the air because it's something brand new that none of us have really seen before.
It is.
Yeah, so that's what Apple's plan is. It's basically to see how Huawei and Galaxy go, see if there's an actual market for foldable phones. Then I'm sure they kind of sweep in, be like, bam, iPhone.
The iPhone hinge.
The iPhone hinge, yes. That'd be the better one. The thing that I'm quite surprised about is that it's availability.
It's the iPhone F, it'll be.
iPhone F.
eventually they'll run out of letters to stick on the end of iPhone.
Make some up.
We've got the iPhone XR, the XR, the FFR, FX.
FXR.
The FXR. The FOLD. The iPhone FOLD. We could say fold, but we use letters. Because a lot of people are calling it the iPhone X, so let's just go with it.
Hey.
That's
right. What we do.
That's what they do. So yeah, I don't know. It's in my opinion, it's not something. It seems a lot like a gimmick to me.
Mm.
I like the style of the galaxy. It looks very business.
Definitely,
if you
yeah.
ask me. Yeah.
It seems it's very much for if there's a businessman that's on the go.
Well, I put that in my suit pocket, my Ooh. Interior suit pocket, and yeah, it does seem like that, I think.
I mean, especially for its price point at the moment, for almost being $2,000.
Is it?
$1,980.
Wow.
I know, it's insane.
That is insane, actually. I never knew it was going that. I mean, don't you laugh at Apple's prices now, Galaxy, with that sort of... Is that really true?
Yeah, it's they announced it in their event.
Blimey.
I know. So you got to be a real businessman to get this.
Well, in that case, I don't think it's worth it. Because I was thinking it. I was looking at the exterior screen. And that looks a bit flimsy to me. AKA the one that, you know, because you open it up and you got two, you know, pretty much you got the full screen experience.
Yeah.
Not much bezel of it, bevel, whatever you want to call it, to see. And then when you close it, you've got like a screen with like a big top bit, a big bottom bit. It's like,
yeah,
it looks like it was a Chinese, it's like Chinese knockoff sort of
yeah,
getting the borders wrong sort of thing.
It does a little, yeah.
I thought it looks a bit weird actually. So yeah, that's interesting actually. I didn't, going into this, I generally didn't know what the price point was of it. That's interesting. Blimey, yeah, business, definitely yeah. going for the business.
And
but then again, Galaxy is a pretty, you know, it's pretty.
It's pretty
what
big.
What do you call it? Galaxy is like it's pretty much a market in term of
it's like a very big
people's market. So it if it's like going towards, it's not. I don't know if it's actually aiming with that price point. Is it aiming at everyone? It's an odd thing, I think.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're a teenager, you're not going to be able to afford that.
No. But I think it's aiming at the kind of people who use styluses. If you ask me.
That kind of
the
era
the
of business. People.
I'll just get my stylus out.
Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah. Odd. That's changed things. I mean, actually hasn't changed things because I still wasn't interested in the first place. But I'm even less interested now.
You're less.
But I'm interested. But I'm interested in seeing what comes of it.
Yeah,
that's interesting. That's the interesting side of it. Well, that's a good talk. If you've got any, if you've got any opinions, you know, comment somewhere.
We'll comment somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of commenting places, that's interesting. Because, as the Quiffcast, it's difficult for us to talk to you guys, and we've been checking on the what do you call it, the what's it called,
reviews,
no, I'm talking about the Quiffcast now, like the, you know, the where people are watching this, you know, you know when you get the feedback, not the feedback, but it's not the numbers of people who are listening to
insight.
The, insight is that the word?
Insight, yeah.
Okay, we'll call it insight. I don't think that was the word I was looking for, but
analytics.
Oh, yeah, that's the word.
There we go.
Okay. We'll go with analytics. And I'm thinking, there's not much in terms of connecting between listeners and, you know, other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think...
You want to communicate, listening. You want people to talk to us.
Yes. So, and the thing is, you guys listening, do you even watch our YouTube videos? Do you even watch our Twitch streams? Well, the thing is, we've created something that might change that. It's almost like a RobCam Central that you can log on. And what I'm getting at is we've made a Discord server.
That's basically it.
We've made a Discord server, and you can join it. Now, you're welcome to join it. The invite link, we don't know what that is. It might be somewhere.
It can be in the podcast description.
Yes, it's in the podcast description. There is a Discord link, hopefully. There's going to be a Discord link in the podcast description, wherever you're listening to this to. It's also on, it'll be on the Quiff, I'll see if I can post a link on the Quiffcast Twitter and the Quiffcast Facebook, so you can join. Basically, I'm wanting a bit of a central ground, because what I've noticed recently is a lot of people who watch my YouTube videos, a lot of people who watch Ash's YouTube videos, a lot of people who watch each other's content doesn't know about other things that are going on. For example, there's a huge, and huge amount of my audience on YouTube that is unaware that I do gaming videos. I know this to be sure. There's a huge number of my YouTube audience that doesn't know I stream on Twitch. A lot of people don't know I do a Quiffcast. I've been sort of sprinkling in there, sort of doing the Quiffcast stuff, animations, and people are asking, did you script this? No, we did it on a podcast! That sort of thing. And people don't, you know, people who watch Ash's GT Online highlights, maybe they don't watch any of the RobCam production stuff. It's interesting.
It brings it all together.
We need to bring it all together, and I'm thinking Discord might be the way of making a community. So, you are welcome to join that community. We're specifically inviting you, the person that I am talking... What? Hello.
Who you're listening to.
The person who I'm talking to. Join. Because I haven't made one yet, but there should be a section for the Quiffcast on the RobCam Central. There will be. Literally after this, I will stick one on. But it's basically a new home to share content, both us as content creators and you as a content creator. If you've got anything you want to share, artwork, concept art, photography, even maybe your own videos, maybe don't spam links and stuff, but you know what I mean? there needs to be some control. I want to make a community. I'm not saying it is a community at the moment, because it's literally just it's fresh this week of recording. There's not a lot of people on it at the moment. People are joining it, but I'd like
more.
A new home, a new thing, something. I mean, Ash could advertise his new GT Online highlight episode, his new music, because there's a music section. I want it to be a haven.
A new haven of stuff.
A new haven fuck stuff. What's your opinion of Discord, Ash? What's your opinion?
What, sorry?
What's your opinion on Discord as a...
Well, it's good. I mean, to be fair, I haven't used it a lot.
No.
So I'm not fully familiar with everything that it's capable of doing. But
to be honest, I don't think a lot of people are aware of it. I think it's a very big thing within certain communities, like Twitch streamers and whatnot. But when I first started using Discord, I was like, it's just like another Skype. It's a bit more than that, I think. So I think if you've
directly...
never heard of, you can talk directly with us as well, because I've made. I'm going to have a look at, see what I've got now. I've made a lot of text channels with different subjects, so you can talk about different subjects. There's a music text channel, a videos text channel, a gaming text channel, But there's also like voice channels, so general chat. So if you want to chat to people who, you know, have similar interests as you, you can do that. There's a chance that we'll pop in on that general chat as well, and you can chat to us. But there's room for adding more stuff on. So there'll be like a new podcasts section where you can find out when our podcasts go live.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. It's just it's a new home. Go on.
Everything just gets dumped in there.
Now, I wouldn't say dump is the right word.
Everything just gets put into there for you to share and to discover.
That's a better way. That's a better way.
I'm sure there's far better ways.
Dump. but you can see what we're playing. You can, I'm hoping. It's a hopeful thing. It's a hopeful thing for me. But if you've never heard Discord, give it a try, because if you go on to that invite link, wherever that may be, it'll be somewhere. you can give it a go, I think. I don't even think you have to make an account properly. I think you just join and put like a user. You can put your like a temporary name in, and try it.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's worth having a look.
It's all free.
It's free as well. So it's worth having an explore. See what you think of it.
Yeah.
You can get it on your phone as well. That's a benefit. So you don't need to have it on a desktop or anything. You can just get the app, the Discord app, and join the server.
Talk whenever.
It's something to evolve, I think. I'm hoping it'll pick off. Mm. Take off is the right word.
That's the one.
We're getting all these words mixed up today. So yes, join the Discord server. Have an explore, because we want to see how well it goes. And if you want a foldable phone, or if you have an opinion on a foldable phone and what that is, you can talk about that in the Discord chat.
Ooh.
There you go. There could be a new text channel to be added, and then we can talk about foldable phones all day long. Maybe not all day long, because we struggled to talk about it for half an hour. So...
folds. Yeah.
I mean, have you got anything else to say about Discord or foldable phone technology, Ash?
Yeah. It seems pretty good. It'd be good to, you know, get it fully working and, you know, as you say, get it kicked off.
Wait, are you talking about foldable phones or Discord?
Discord,
okay.
Discord I'm talking about. And also foldable phones. So.
And foldable phones, yeah.
It seems like a new era.
But yeah, we really want to get more interactivity with our audience listening to Quiffcast, so it's not a one-sided thing. And I'll probably make like a text chat about specifically the Quiffcasts. If there's anything you want us to specifically talk about, because at the moment, for the past 3 seasons, we were just talking about what the hell we wanted to. So it'd be nice if you got any suggestions of if there's any. Films you want, if there's any film genre or anything you want me and Charlotte to talk about, if there's any games or game genre you want me to talk about with Jack, or if there's anything tech related you want to talk about with Ash, or if there's anything you want me and Ryan to talk about, you can do, because that's what it's there for. That's what we'll be there for. So, yes. Over to you, Ash, with the sponsor for this week's Quiffcast.
Ah, the sponsor.
Yeah, your turn, I'm afraid.
Oh, God.
I didn't brief you on this, but go on.
Well, we have a new product in from Quiffco.
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called the Quiffco Almost Fold.
Almost well.
It's a brand new phone that's coming in. Where the phone folds to 90 degrees.
And more like
it's a half fold.
Like a right angle.
Yeah, it's a right angle.
Okay.
It's brand new. You know, you can put it on the table. You know, it can stand up by itself.
Fantastic.
Even better, you can put it on a table and it can, you know, you can put half of it on top of the table and the other side, you know, the right angled, you know, over the corner, and it'd be like half a movie.
Half a movie.
Half definitely. A movie. Because the other half would be on the top of the table.
Of course it would be, yeah, yeah.
And, it's coming up pretty soon.
Good. What's the price range on it?
Price range is from 1500.
1500, yeah.
And
so cheaper than the Galaxy Fold?
It's a bit cheaper.
Bit cheaper, yeah.
And there's some really good tech inside. It's got 1 gig of RAM.
Ooh, cheeky.
So it's, you're gonna get a lot of that
RAM.
Speed,
RAM. Yeah.
In that, which is gonna be great, and
fantastic.
Lots of great stuff coming soon.
Nice. Good.
And it's just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
And it's just the beginning because I think I might have heard word that they're doing like a 3/4 open phone.
3/4?
Yeah.
So like...
So it's a bit...
What do you mean like it goes 270? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I forgot my angles. I can't remember which. It's that degree.
What do you mean that degree?
And they're quite excited for that.
Good. Okay. Well, that's fine. That's fine. Well, look out for that soon.
Look it up.
Just, I'm not. Remind me never to give you the sponsor section. That was just like a raw. That was a sort of raw test thing there, Ash. But
QuiffyTV.com.
Quiffy what?
QuiffyTV.com. Okay.
QuiffyTV.com. Right, so thank you very much. Thank you very much for listening to this week's Quiffcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. As I say, find that invite link for the Discord server and join. We'll be happy to welcome you and looking forward to hearing from you as well.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Defos. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to it. Until the next Quiffcast. We shall see you later. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, or whatever you're listening to this. And, bye.
Goodbye.
It sounds like you're going to go into goodbye, my lover, there.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. Doopy 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 doo. Maybe.